Penguin Audio presents One Last Thing Before I Go by Jonathan Tropper. Read by John Shea. Book 1. Chapter 1. This is Tuesday, just under 3 weeks before his wife will be getting married, and a few days before Silver will tentatively decide that life isn't necessarily worth living when you've been doing it as poorly as he has. It is 7 years and 4 months or so since Denise divorced him for a host of valid reasons, and roughly 8 years since his band, the Bent Daisies, released its only album and became rock stars overnight on the strength of their solitary hit, Rest in Pieces. For one blessed summer, it seemed as if the entire world was singing that song. And then they weren't. And then he couldn't get arrested. Although, actually, Silver did get arrested twice. One DUI, and once for solicitation. And he would tell you about it if he could, but he was, at best, fuzzy about the details back then, and now it's like an oral history long forgotten. Then, with a little back-channel manipulation from the record label, Pat McGreedy, their lead singer, quit the band to launch his now epic solo career, dropping Danny, bass, Ray, lead guitar, and Silver, drums, back home in Elmsbrook, to stare down the barrel of the rest of their painfully unglamorous lives. With nowhere